quick one. I just didn't want to miss another Tamin Halachos here. But okay, today we're going to talk about the following. There was a news story a couple of weeks ago that Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the Rishon LeZion, had issued a Psak Halacha for IDF soldiers who are fighting in Gaza and who will be there over the course of Purim. And the news story reads that IDF soldiers stationed in the Gaza Strip should celebrate Purim on the 14th of the month of Adar Beis, which this year falls out on March 24th. Sfardi Chief Rabbi Rav Yitzchak Yosef ruled on Sunday. Most places celebrate Purim on the 14th, but cities that were surrounded by walls during Yeshua's conquest of Eretz Yisrael, primarily Yerushalayim, observed the Yom Tov a day later. However, halachic uncertainty exists regarding Gaza and many other cities. So in a lengthy psak published, Rav Yosef stated that IDF soldiers in Gaza should fulfill the mitzvah on Purim, including Megillah and the Suda, on the 14th. And he quotes from his father, Rav Avadia, that Gaza has been given to murderous Hamas terrorists, the enemies of Israel, from the sons of Ishmael, and therefore reads on the 14th. So that news story, when you just read it, doesn't make any sense. Meaning, so what? That it's been given to murderous, why should that matter? Why should that have any practical ramification? Was it Mukav Choma from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, or was it not Mukav Choma from the days of Yeshua ben Nun? You would imagine that would be the only question. So a little bit of background to this psak, and I thank Rav Michal Zilberman for not only giving a share on this topic, but tracking down all the Marmakom that Rav Yitzchak Yosef quotes. Most of his marmakomas are very standard, but he quotes some more unusual marmakomas as well. The background is as follows. The very first Mishnah Maseches Megillah tells us that Megillah is Nikreis on several different days, and Krachna, depending on where you are, and Krachna Mukaf and Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun read on the 15th day of Adar, meaning what we call Shushan Purim. The Gemara quotes an opinion that says, no, not Mukaf Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, Mukaf Choma Achashverosh. Now, we don't paskin that way. We paskin that it has to have been surrounded by a wall in the days of Yoshua bin Nun. Why? It seems to be much more mistaver that when relating to Mikra Megillah, it should have to do with what was going on in the days of Achashverosh. So the Gemara says, because of the covet of Eretz Yisrael, that it would be disrespectful to Eretz Yisrael if you have cities that are that were Mukav Choma Mimos Achashverosh, but were not Mukav Mimos Yoshua bin Nun, or vice versa, rather, that it would be disrespectful. Respectful that the Chashuva cities of Eretz Yisrael are not considered the big fortified Chashuva cities. So they went with the what was Mukav Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. In Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Tav Reish Pei Ches, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way and says, Afilu b'chutz la'aretz, if you have a city in Chutz la'aretz that was Mukav Choma from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, you would read on the 15th. There is a Shita in Rishonim that's quoted by the Mishnah Brura, and the Shaar HaTzion gives all the Marmakot of some significant Rishonim, but it's a minority view in Rishonim, but significant Rishonim that hold that not only does it need to be Mukav Chom, the city also needs to have Asara Batlanim in it to be able to lay in on the 15th. And absent Asara Batlanim, you'd revert back to Purim to the 14th. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin that way. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin explicitly, even if it's Ein Bo Asara Batlanim, as long as it was Mukav Chom, but that's something to file away as we progress in this Shaila. The Gemara says that Chizkiyah wasn't sure whether Tveria was Mukav Chom Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, because one side was open to the Kinneret, and they didn't have a wall, so he wasn't sure, does that count as Mukav Choma? Because three walls on three sides, and the fourth wall, there was a natural border on the fourth wall. Does that count as Mukav Choma? So he leaned on both days, because he wasn't sure. And in fact, we paskin in some Tafresh Pei Chesif Dalit, that if you're not sure whether it was Mukav Choma, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, you should lean on both days. That's a well-known Ran in Mishnah LeMelech about when you're not sure and you have a suffix in two directions, should you be machmir on both? But not for now. So you should lean on both days. And Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Antes quotes that Tveria is included in that category as well. So one might say, I don't know, was Washington Heights Mukav Choma and Mimos Yeshua ben Nun? I wasn't here. It could be. Anyway, you know, any city in Europe you have to worry about maybe was Mukav Choma and Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So we assume the Chafetz Chaim writes, Mishmur writes, that in Europe you don't have to be concerned, and America certainly, that maybe it on a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, because it's highly unlikely. There's not even a leid asasafek. A safek means that there's a leid asasafek, that there's a reason to assume that it might be. So which city is actually laying on the 15th? So Yerushalayim for sure, because that was the whole Indian was for Yerushalayim. The Mishnah in the 9th paragraph of Masech Sarachin by Batei Arichoma lists other cities that are also Mukav Choma Miyimos Yeshua ben Nun, but we're not certain that whatever names they gave certain areas conform to the names of the cities that we have nowadays. So that creates another level of suffix. Rav Sternbach has an interesting tshuva in Tshuvas Vanagos Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Lamed Hey, where he says that, you know, there are different kinds of sfeikos. There's a suffix where I know that there was a wall around that city, but I'm just not sure whether the wall was there in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. There's a suffix that I know there was a wall in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and I'm not sure whether the fourth side being the Kinneret counts as a fourth wall. So that's one category of suffix, where the city is clearly a chash of a city. And he says, be'ikr, what a wall means is that it's a chash of a city. So be'ikr, it's a chash of a city. I just have sveikos about whether it also meets the halacha criteria. So in such cities, says Rav Sternbach, that's where we have a halacha, that if you're mesubuk, you should read on both. But a city that you have no idea whether it had has a shame walled city at all. You don't know if it ever had a wall around it, even though you're mesupik about it, but it doesn't have that shame chashivus to begin with, which is what it's really dependent on, then you would lay on the 14th, unless you knew for sure that it was Mukav Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So essentially what Sternbach is saying is that din, that there, when there's a suffix, you should lay on both, is only with certain types of sveikos, but not with the type of suffix where no one knows this city as a chashiva city, and it's just that there are rumors that maybe it might have had a wall at one point or another, but you don't really know for sure that it did. So in Minchas Yitzchak, he discusses whether Lud is as a din of a walled city, and so some lane over there on both days. In Orchos Rabbeinu says Chaznish, toward the end of his life, will lane without a bracha in Bnei Brak on Tesvav as well, because he thought it was Samach Venira to Yafo. I should have mentioned that as well. That's a very critical point. Not only the cities that are Mukav Chom Yosef Yishu Ben Nun, but anything that's Samach Venira to the city as well would also lane on the 15th. So there are certain places that lane on the 15th. Tveria, Tzvat, Akko, they lane on Tesvav B'li Bracha and then Yudalid with a bracha. So Rav Yitzchak Yosef says, and where does that leave Gaza? So there is some sort of tradition that might have been Mukav Chom Yosef Yishu Ben Nun. In the Sefer Tikkun Yisachar, the Gedolei Rabbanei Tzfat write that during the Gedolei Rabbanei Tzfat from the times of the Beit Yosef and the Arizal say that Shamati Shekenoagin Gamba Azza to read on both days, that there was enough of a Leidas HaSafik about Gaza City that they would lay on both days when there was a Jewish Yishuv in Gaza City. When was the last time there was a Jewish Yishuv in Gaza City? This is not any time recently. This would have to predate 1929. I don't know, in the late 1800s probably was the last time there was any sort of reasonable Yishuv. Rav Yitzchak Yosef quotes a Tshuvas Simcha Le'ish, who was the Rishon LeZion in the 1880s, and he quotes in the name of Shmuel Salant that Jews were thrown out of Gaza, and this goes back in the 19th century, and some Jews came back with the encouragement of the Wysotsky Tea family, that they were trying to help the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, and they convinced a few dozen families to move into Gaza City at that time. And he says, Hinei Bepurim, Horesi Lehem Sheikru Bebez Yamim, Harishon Bebracha Vasheni Below Bracha. That in Gaza City in those days, they decided that there was enough of a Leidos HaSafek to lay on Yud Dalid with a bracha and Tesvav without a bracha. But, says Rav Yitzchak Yosef, I don't think you need to do that in the Gaza City of today, for a number of reasons. The Bir Halacha writes in Siman Tav Reish Pei Ches that if you have a Kfar HaSomuch Lekrach, Shoyukar B'Tesvav, let's say you have a village that's near a city that's Mukav Choma, V'niyah Krach Shamein, but that city, that big city that was Mukav Choma, is totally desolate, it's destroyed, then Yikru B'Yodalim. Then the nearby villages should read on Yud Dalid. So once the city is destroyed, the nearby villages would read on Yud Dalid. Then, says the Bir Halacha, krach shel akum she'ein bo Yisrael klal. If you have a city that's a walled city, but it's totally devoid of any Jews, it's only got nachrim there. Yisrael hanichlas lekrach zeh bepurim kari b'tezvav. A Jew who happens to be visiting in that city, maybe wearing an IDF uniform, a Jew who happens to be visiting in that city on Purim would read on Tezvav. But in Bekrach Karu Biyodalid Vitesvav Misafek Akvarim and Yerm Smuchim Karu Biyodalid. But in a city that is reading on Yodalid and Tezvav, because it itself is a Safek, that Ayaros Asmuchim, the Kvarim Asmuchim, would only read on Yodalid. The Bir Alacha quotes such an idea that that if you have a city that itself is a Safek, so yeah, it's a Safek, so it will read Yodalid and Tezvav, but the Samach Vinira is only going to read on Yodalid. So when a city was a Safek, and Jews don't live there at all anymore, so if you visit there on Purim, you should lay on the 14th. And this is true even if the neighboring walled city still has a Yishuv. So the Har Tzvi in Ratzvi Pesach Reich, Chelet Beis, in Kuf Lamed Aleph, discusses a desolate city and a city that's samach to it. Why was Ratzvi Pesach Reich interested in this? What happened in Yerushalayim between 1948 and 1967, where the old city the Ayaros HaSmuchos to the old city, would they read on Tezvav between 1948 and 1967? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, for the reasons that he gives in that tshuva, which are unique to Yerushalayim, says that they lay on the 15th. But in the course of that tshuva, he asks a stira in the Bir Halacha. That the Bir Halacha, on the one hand, said that if you have a kfar that's near a krach that we used to read on the Tezvav, and the krach is destroyed, so now you read only on Tezvav, on Yodalid rather. But then he says that if there's nobody living there, you read on Tezvav. If you visit when there's nobody living there, you read on Tezvav. I thought you just said if there's nobody living there, if it's destroyed, then you read on Yodalid. How could he then, in the next breath, say, and if there's nobody living there, you read on Tezvav? So it must be, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Kavanas Habir Alacha Shania Krach Shamim Hainu Lorak Shiyatsu Mirashus Yisrael Ela Shenechrav Legamri V'nepach L'sada Bor V'lo Nikar Klal Shayisham Yishuv. That when do we say you read on Yodalid if the place is destroyed? If it's destroyed, if it's completely destroyed, so then you read, if you're in the Smuchin, you read on Yodalid, because you're not going to say that your Nigra, or Bus, or a Krach that doesn't exist anymore. But if the Krach still exists, it just doesn't have a Jewish Yishuv in that Krach, then it could be that you do, in fact, read on Tezvav in that Krach. The Emek Bracha has the same kasha on the Mishnah Berurah about a krach shel akum she'ein bo Yisrael klal that you should read on the 15th. The Mishnah Berurah says you should read on the 15th. The Emek Bracha says l'nias daiti ein yodea lama pasakein. He says, I don't know why you would say that. It's a beferish Yerushalmi that if only Goyim lived there, you would read on Yodalid. So says Rav Yitzchak Yosef, now let's put all of this together. How many reasons are there to read on Yodalid in Gaza? So first of all, there are those who question the Mishnah Berurah's idea that if it's Kulo Akum and you're just visiting, that the Mishnah Berurah says you'd read on Tezvav, but Tzipei Sofrank wasn't happy about that, the Imbrach wasn't happy about that, a lot of people are not thrilled with that, it's against the Yerushalmi. That's Aleph. So you're visiting a place that has only Akum, probably you'd read on Yodalid. Beis, you don't have Asara Batlanim there. And even though we don't paskin that you need Asara Batlanim, but there's a significant Dayan in Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Meiri, that you do need Asara Batlanim. Gimel, this is a Suffolk whether it was ever Mukav Chama. It's not a place that we know to have in Mukav Chama. It's a Suffolk whether it was ever Mukav Chama, Mimos Yoshua bin Nun. And keep in mind, Rav Sternbach's understanding of the kind of Suffolk that this is would tell you that you would for sure read on Yodalid. And we don't have a very strong tradition of Gaza being Mukav Chama, Gaza City being Mukav Chama, Mimos Yoshua bin Nun. And that's why Rav Yitzchak would say, Paskin, that the idea of soldiers there do not, in addition to all their other responsibilities, also have to lay Megillah twice. Four times. They could lay Megillah just twice on the night and the day of Purim itself. Okay, I have to run.